And now let's take a moment to remember a legendary blues man.
Now my heart is full of sorrow, eyes is full of tears. You've been gone 24 hours. Seems like a million years.
We're listening to the music of Joseph Willie Pine Top Perkins, who died yesterday at his home in Austin, Texas. He was 97 and still very active up until his final days. Perkins was still recording and touring. Earlier this year, he won a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. Pine Top Perkins was born in the Mississippi Delta. He quit school and ran away from home in the third grade, and he picked up a guitar, his instrument of choice, until a knife fight left him with damaged tendons. Only then did he start playing piano. Perkins told NPR in 2007 he never learned to read or write music, but he had an intuitive ability to harmonize with the group.
I can hear that stuff coming to me before it gets to me. How you do that? You don't read it? No, I don't read that stuff. No, I didn't get no schooling.
Pine Top Perkins got his nickname for playing a cover of the song Pine Top's Boogie Woogie by another musician, Pine Top Smith. Perkins did not achieve fame until his 50s when he began playing with the likes of Muddy Waters, didn't release a solo album until 1988, but he made up for lost time, releasing 15 albums in the 15 years that followed and establishing the reputation for which he's remembered today. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.